Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams to talk about development of a rental inspection program for the city.
Well, I think there's a couple of components that will go into this. The first one is working with some of the local landlords. We had a significant number of them turn out at the council meeting. Obviously, they want to be involved and informed with anything that the city does. And so we want to make sure that they're a part of that process. We also want to do what's prudent, and that will also involve looking at what some of our neighboring communities are doing. We know there are several communities, really dozens of them across the state, who already have rental inspections. So we feel there's not necessarily a need to reinvent the wheel on this. We think that there's some things we can learn from those programs. And that's not to say that we specifically take one community's program and follow it line by line. But we think if we look at some of those, that can help get some ideas going for us, find out what some of the best practices across the state have been, and come up with a program that would really make sense for our community.
One concern brought up by the various property owners during the meeting is the prospect of fees involved with this. And any fees that would be incurred would eventually be passed on to the renters. Is that right?
That's definitely going to be a possibility. I think what will be important is understanding what these fees might entail. And so, as I mentioned, Oskaloosa is one community that we are considering partnering after. Again, that's not to say we're going to follow them, you know, line by line. But under their current fee structure, the fees that are passed on to a property owner, a landlord, per month range between about $3.30 to around $2 a month. So when we look at it in a monthly per unit basis, this is not a huge amount of pass-through costs. Definitely under $5 a unit per month. In fact, not even close to the $5. Around between $2 and $3 for most landowners per unit per month. So I don't know that this needs to be a big deal, especially when we're talking about collecting hundreds of dollars per month in rent. An extra $2 to $3 wouldn't really have a huge effect. Even if the rent is low, $400 a month, in the scheme of things, $2 to $3 a month shouldn't have a huge impact.
What led the city to look at creating a codes and a rental program? What led you to launch all this?
Well, as I mentioned in the meeting, this really came about from going through our comprehensive plan. And I think that this is becoming what is considered a best practice in the state of Iowa. I think what we really want to do is provide a safe product for those folks living in the community. So I think that's priority one. These inspections do help provide a safe living environment. There are a lot of statistics that show that, for one example, fatalities as it relates to fires are disproportionately in rentals. And so one of the fundamental things I think almost certainly want to include would be that these inspections will hinge on having operating smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors. And so sometimes these little things can make big differences. And so safety is going to be first and foremost. I think there's a desire from our council to see an improvement in the aesthetic of the community. Councilmember Stevens specifically was mentioning some of the big projects that have happened and not just as a city, but some of the things that are happening in the community that are improving the quality of life, and that this is just one more component of that, that as we can raise the quality of the housing in the community, that we'll continue to see things moving forward in a positive direction.
The city, of course, has had a chronic problem with housing, and would any sort of improvement in this area possibly improve quality and quantity of housing?
Well, I think that's always a possibility. I don't know that it necessarily increases the amount of housing. I think it definitely works to improve the quality of it. I think that units that some folks might consider uninhabitable become habitable again, so we might see an increase in that regard. I think many good landlords will appreciate the program. I think, and this was actually mentioned in the meeting as well, that this hopefully sets us on a path that we see an increase in our property valuation and the ability to maybe charge a little bit more rent. Again, that's not to say we want to let things get out of control or become unaffordable, but that we would anticipate as the quality of the rentals improve, the rents might improve as well.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.